This is AT Ice on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So here's a question for you. When was the last time you saw someone at the gate who probably shouldn't have been getting on an airplane? If you fly commercial with any regularity, you already know the answer. It happens more than anyone in the industry wants to admit. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, just put a price tag on it, and the number is $165,000. That's the civil penalty the FAA is proposing against Alaska Airlines for allegedly allowing visibly intoxicated passengers to board 11 separate flights. 11. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's get into why this matters beyond the headline. Federal aviation regulations are crystal clear on this. Title 14, Code of Federal Regulations, Part 121, Section 575. No certificate holder may allow a person who appears to be intoxicated to board an aircraft. That's not a suggestion. That's not a best practice. That is a regulation, and it exists for a reason. Here's what you need to know. The FAA found that across these 11 flights, Alaska Airlines crew members either failed to identify passengers who were visibly intoxicated before boarding, or identified them and boarded them anyway. We're not talking about someone who had a glass of wine at the airport bar. We're talking about passengers whose condition was apparent enough that it triggered complaints, incidents, or crew reports after the fact. And the penalty breaks down to $15,000 per violation, $15,000 per flight where this happened. Now, for an airline that pulled in over $10 billion in revenue last year, $165,000 is not going to break the bank, but the FAA is making a point. And the point is this, the rules exist to protect everyone on that airplane, passengers and crew alike. Let me connect this to the bigger picture, because this isn't happening in a vacuum. Unruly passenger incidents have been a serious problem in commercial aviation for years now. The FAA launched its zero tolerance policy back in 2021. Since then, they've initiated more than 700 investigations into passenger behavior. Alcohol is a factor in a significant number of those cases. The agency has proposed millions in fines against individual passengers for in-flight disruptions. But this case is different. This time, the FAA is going after the airline itself, not the passenger. The message is straightforward. The responsibility starts at the gate. Think about it from an operational standpoint. A disruptive passenger at 35,000 feet is not a bar fight you can walk away from. There is no calling the police. There is no asking someone to leave. The flight crew is stuck managing that situation in a sealed aluminum tube moving at 450 knots. Diversions cost tens of thousands of dollars and delay hundreds of passengers. They burn crew duty time. They ripple through the entire network. And in a worst-case scenario, a violent disruption in the cabin can become a genuine safety of flight issue. For the pilots up front, this is personal. You're responsible for that aircraft and everyone in it. Part 121 operators have gate agents, flight attendants, customer service staff, all of whom are supposed to be the first line of defense. When that system breaks down 11 times, it's a systemic issue, not a one-off mistake. Now Alaska Airlines has 30 days to respond to the FAA's proposal. They can negotiate, they can contest it, or they can pay. In practice, these things usually settle for something less than the proposed amount. But the real cost isn't the fine, it's the scrutiny. When the FAA singles out an airline by name with a proposed penalty, that airline's compliance program goes under a microscope. Inspectors pay closer attention. Internal audits get tighter. Training gets revisited. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. This is also about an industry-wide tension between customer service and safety. Airlines make money selling tickets. Airport bars and lounges make money selling drinks. Nobody in that chain has a strong financial incentive to tell a paying customer they can't board, but someone has to. And the FAA is reminding every carrier in the country that the legal obligation falls on them. This affects you if you're a commercial pilot, because your airline's compliance culture directly impacts what you deal with on the flight deck. It affects you if you're a flight attendant, because you're the one managing the situation when it goes sideways at altitude. And it affects you if you're a passenger. Because the person in 23 Charlie who can barely stand up is everyone's problem once those doors close. For those of us in general aviation, there's a parallel here too. Part 91.17 says no person may act as a crew member of a civil aircraft while under the influence. We police ourselves. We don't have gate agents making that call for us. But the principle is identical. Alcohol and airplanes do not mix, whether you're in the left seat of a Cessna 172 or seat 14 Alpha on a 737. Worth watching where this goes. If Alaska settles quickly, it becomes a footnote. If they push back, it could set a precedent for how aggressively the FAA enforces boarding standards across the industry. Story sourced from Simple Flying and FAA Enforcement Records. More at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.